Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
In what's been called a potential game changer, new research carried out at University College Cork suggests that it could be possible to reverse aging of the brain, which is absolutely mind-blowing to use a pun. The research was led by Professor John Cryan, neurologist and vice president for research and innovation in University College Cork, and he joins me now for a discussion on this. Professor Cryan, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Cormac.
It's fascinating stuff that you're doing there in UCC. You've talked to us before about the microbes in the gut and how they're linked to the brain. And this research is a continuation of exploring that theme. You might tell us what you're doing exactly.
Yeah, exactly. For almost 2 decades now, our centre, the APC Microbiome Ireland, has been studying the impact of the microbes, trillions of bacteria we have within our gut, on all aspects of health, on our immune system and on our metabolism. And what I'm interested, I'm a neuroscientist, not a neurologist, but a neuroscientist. I'm really interested in how these microbes affect the brain. Mm-hmm. And we've focused this study now about aging because our colleagues in the APC have shown over many years that as we age, the composition of microbes in our gut changes. And we showed this in an animal study some years ago, that indeed there was an association between behavioral changes in aging, so cognitive changes and anxiety in particular, and we also found changes in the microbiome. But what we were lacking was actually to be able to prove that there was a causal relationship between the microbes in the gut and the behavioral changes we see in aging. So in this study, what we did was we took the microbes from young animals and gave them to old animals. And much to our surprise, we were able to see that it reversed many of the changes that we see associated with aging, both on the immune system, but also on the brain, and most notably on learning and memory.
Wow, and that is fascinating. And you're not even talking about slowing down the process of aging. You're actually talking about proactively reversing aging, are you?
Yeah, these were already very old animals. These would be the equivalent of being in your 70s or 80s in human times. And so that's what's quite remarkable, that we were able to find any signal at all. And it really reinforces the importance of our gut health in all aspects of what we do, but in particularly in our brain. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of surprising for people, because people, when we think about neurology or psychiatry in general, we focus on what's going on above the neck. Mm-hmm. But actually what this research really focuses on is the importance of minding your microbes and minding your gut health for minding your mind.
Well, it's absolutely mind-blowing, as I said at the very start. But can I ask you a very fundamental question? When you say minding our microbes, and you say it's trillions of bacteria in the gut, I would have thought, John, that would have come from the foods that you eat. And surely then it's about diet, is it not? To keep the diet healthy, maybe plant-based, I don't know. And then the microbes will sort of look after themselves. Am I wrong?
No, you're exactly hitting the hammer on the head, if you want. Diet is the best way we have of switching the microbes. So we did this extreme situation just to prove a point in mice through fecal transplant. But what this study really advocates is really for dietary approaches. And indeed, my colleague Paul O'Toole and his colleagues have shown in a large study that the Mediterranean diet, that style of diet, which is very rich in fiber and omega-3 fatty acids and fish oils. Last year, they showed in a really nice study that if people who had taken this diet, their microbes changed dramatically in aging, and it slowed down the effects of aging on frailty and on cognition.
Wow.
So really what this tells us is that you need to really look at dietary approaches to look after your microbes.
So are you talking then, John, about plants, fruit and veg, a lot of fish, but not meat and not processed food? Is that it?
Meat in moderation is fine, but too much red meat has been shown to be bad for the composition of the microbiome. We know that fiber is really important, and plant fibers are really good. And fermented foods, we're very excited here in Cork about the opportunities that fermented foods might bring, and that's something we're exploring more in upcoming studies.
And we're running out of time, but I really want to ask you about the effect your research could have on ailments like Alzheimer's and dementia, for example. I mean, is there any breakthrough there?
Yeah, no, and there's this growing link in the whole neurology field that the microbes may be actually playing a role in how plaques develop as well. And what this study is showing is that at least for the cognitive effects, we're able to reverse some of these deleterious effects. And like, it's a really new field, but people are getting very excited about this in a host of neurodegenerative conditions, okay, including Alzheimer's and Parkinson's.
Okay, and how far are you, because you've done this on animals or mice, isn't that right? How far correct. Are you from translating your research to humans?
Well, we're hoping now to be able to try and identify which microbes are involved, and then can we get diets that will actually do that. So, you know, I always say I'm 5 years away from having a, you know, products like this. Yeah. But, you know, it's a very fast-moving field, and, you know, it's a big team effort, and we're, you know, Science Foundation Ireland are funding a lot of people here in Cork to be able to drive this research forward.
Wow, it's cutting-edge, world-class research. Professor John Cryan, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thanks, Cormac.